Play ball!
From Samford University, this is Around the Diamond with head baseball coach Casey Dunn. An inside look at Samford Bulldog baseball. Now with Coach Dunn, here's host Riley Hubbard.
Thanks for tuning in to Around the Diamond, joined as always am by Coach Dunn. We're here in Greenville, really happy to be here at the conference tournament, and it's been a great first couple of days for you guys. Obviously, first game was very, very exciting. Second game, not quite as exciting, but it wasn't a bad game at all because your team was the one that came away with the 11-0 win over Mercer after coming away with a 5-4 win over Western Carolina in extra innings. Coach, very quickly, just go over, you know, what you saw from your team in the first couple of games and, you know, what are your takeaways from those two games?
I tell you, Riley, obviously it's a great position to be in as we sit here on Friday with a day off and being able to rest up a little bit and enjoy, you know, enjoy some time around Greenville without having to play and giving us a chance to hopefully prepare for what is a big game tomorrow. But looking back at the first 2 days, really pleased with our guys' effort. Game one against Western on Wednesday was very indicative of what this team has done all year, and that's just found a way to win. Zach Hester threw the ball really well. Western had a good inning to go up 4-0 on us. I thought our bullpen behind Zach did a really nice job. You know, Hamp Skinner was phenomenal. Jack Rue did a good job. Billy did a nice job. So really pleased with what we were able to do. And you know, Chase Walters for Western, you know, and you get into a tournament, it's not so much about what team you play as what the opposing pitcher is. And, you know, while Western was a lower seed, they have one of the better arms in the league and really just handcuffed us for 7 innings. But our guys did a really nice job in the 8th inning of finding a way to score some runs and getting him out of the game to start the 9th. And I think once Western went to the bullpen, our guys really got energized. They saw it as a good opportunity and found a way to tie the game in the 9th. And Sonny obviously hitting the big home run in the 10th to win it for us after Steven Jones came in once we tied it and really just blew him away for 3 outs. So, again, not the best played game we've had all year, but indicative of this group, we threw the ball well, our bullpen was solid, and we got a timely hit when we had to.
Right, and then after that game, you go and you play Mercer, which was your only conference series loss of the year. You know, had to be a little bit skeptical going into the game, but really hit Mercer in the mouth to start the game and really just rode that the whole way to an 11-0 win. Talk about what that win was for you guys.
Well, I think, you know, obviously it was a scary, you know, matchup again because, you know, we were facing a kid in Kevin Coulter who beat us 1-0 during the regular season and shut us out for 7 innings down at their place. But I thought our guys did a great job early on of making the adjustments to what he did to beat us a couple weeks back and taking that away from him. And, you know, we started off with Brandon and Brooks going back-to-back singles, and then Jordan hit the big double. And, you know, and then obviously Preston with the huge grand slam later in the game, I think in the 3rd. So great job early on of putting up runs. Jesse McCord was the best he's been all year and threw 7 shutout innings. So really just, you know, about as well of a played game as we could have had, I think, in game 2. So hopefully gives us a little confidence, a little momentum as we prepare for what's a big game tomorrow morning.
Right. Well, we'll go ahead and talk about tomorrow morning. That'll be Wofford, an 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time game on the SoCon Digital Network. That's a game where you've used Hester and McCord. What is the pitching matchup going to look like going forward? You know, you don't know if you're going to be playing 2 more games or 3 more games, hopefully only 2 more games, but what's the plan going forward?
I think we're in a great spot. You know, we've got Sam Strickland that'll start the game tomorrow, who, you know, is our most seasoned starter out of our 3 that we throw on the weekend. So Sam will be ready to go. I think having a couple of days extra rest for him after a light week last week, I think it's going to be good for him. I think he's, you know, he's ready to go. So, you know, it's nice to be able to have a guy with his experience and his success in the tournament. He threw well in the tournament last year here. So we're in good shape there. And really, even more important than that, is we have a completely rested bullpen. You know, we didn't have to burn anybody in the game yesterday. We were able to get a couple guys some work, knowing we had a day off today so that they can get some experience before tomorrow. Everyone that threw game 1 will be 100% to throw tomorrow. So knowing you have a full bullpen going into that big game is important.
Right. I don't know if people realize how big of a deal it is to have the off day On Friday to before the Saturday and Sunday games. I mean, it's got to be huge for both your bullpen and really just everybody on the team just have a break.
No, I think it is. You know, Riley, obviously it's getting hot up here. You know, yesterday was a warm game. You know, today, you know, we're going to be into the mid-90s up here. So, I think, you know, staying off our legs, staying out of the sun, hopefully recovers them a little bit because, you know, you hope you have two big games left to play. You know, we're in a position where if you lose game one tomorrow, you still have a fighting shot to get back in it. But you know, you hope you get out and you win two more games and you have a great week. But I think our guys, they've earned this opportunity. They've earned the day off. You know, you walk around the downtown area here, you know, you see a lot of the kids with their moms, dads, girlfriends, brothers, sisters. In the baseball season, there's not a lot of opportunity to have some family time. So I think our guys are really enjoying just kind of not having the stress of game day, but be able just to kind of hang around their families a little bit and get some much-needed rest.
All right, that is a really big deal, but really got to have you guys ready for the Wofford game. It's going to be a 1 seed versus a 2 seed. What does that game look like for you?
Well, I tell you, Wofford's got a good group, Riley. Obviously, they had a really good finish to the regular season. It's a difficult matchup in terms of just they play such a different style than everybody else in the league. They're very aggressive with the bunt game. They're very aggressive running the bases. It's a team that doesn't strike out much. You know, historically, they don't hit with a lot of power, but they put a lot of balls in play. And they've got a rested bullpen as well. You know, they're obviously just like we are, down to their third starter, and I like our matchup with Sam versus their guy, but they also have a rested bullpen because of the nature of their game. So we're going to be in for a challenge tomorrow, but at this point of the tournament, you should be. You know, this is a big opportunity, and it should be a challenging when you get to this point.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time, and good luck against Wofford. Hopefully, it will be a good championship Sunday for you guys if you go ahead and get that win against Wofford.
Well, Riley, we appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that the game will be at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time on the SoCon Digital Network on Saturday. The path past Saturday is still to be determined based off of how things play out in the Southern Conference Tournament.
This has been Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. For additional coverage of Samford baseball, visit us online at samfordsports.com/baseball. Around the Diamond is a presentation of Samford University Athletics.